Welcome to Encore, brought to you each week by BoomersWork.com. I'm Costas Halavrezos. Welcome to Encore, brought to you each week by BoomersWork.com on Tantramar Community Radio, CFTA 107.9. I'm Costas Halavrezos. The announcement in November that the Victorian Order of Nurses would close operations in all provinces but Ontario and Nova Scotia sent shockwaves across the country. Governments in Prince Edward Island and New Brunswick were caught off guard and are scrambling to replace the services. Seniors who've depended on VON staff are wondering who will provide them with home care services. In parts of Newfoundland, for instance, the VON provided adult daycare, as well as Meals on Wheels, pre-travel clinics, and workplace wellness and seasonal flu clinics. Anne Sutherland Bull, CEO of the Canadian Nurses Association in Ottawa, says the closures will affect the growing number of Canadians who require care delivered in their homes. Hello, Ms. Bull.
Good morning.
Now, the VON announcement appears to have caught the country by surprise, but based on what you know, what forces led the VON to take such drastic steps?
Well, my understanding is that it was largely a most unfortunate business decision that they needed to make. And as they had communicated in their media information, they provide a huge range of very important services to seniors and Canadians across the country. And demand for their services outstripped their ability to provide them. So they had to make those very difficult decisions that they needed to make in six provinces.
Now, this kind of thing doesn't happen overnight. Had the VON or your organization communicated concerns to either the provincial or federal governments?
We did not have any preliminary or heads-up information from the VON that they were going to have to make these decisions. We learned about it when it was announced in the media, and certainly following the announcement, we have communicated to our various partners and stakeholders, including the ministries, to say how unfortunate this is.
But what about the reasons for the decision itself? I mean, what had changed over the years about the delivery of home care services and the various players in that marketplace?
Well, I can't speak to the specific decisions of VON because I'm not an employee of VON. But what I can say is that we at the Canadian Nurses Association have been long working on advocating for changes and increases in the home care services across the country, because we know that this is what Canadians want. We did some public polling of Canadians, and they want to age in place or age closer to home. And we know that the number of seniors is increasing. It's currently at 14% of the Canadian population. It now outstrips the youth population in Canada, and by 2036, the seniors population will double. And we need to be able to work with all of our partners to increase a comprehensive suite of home care services for all Canadians.
How much competition is there from private sector providers?
I think there's probably a range of services across the country, both public and private. And I would argue that there are excellent examples of services in both sectors. At the Canadian Nurses Association, we are fully supportive of maintaining and enhancing a publicly funded, not-for-profit healthcare system for all Canadians. The issue with the home care sector is that it's a patchwork of services. There are no national standards across the country, and really the home care services that are available across the country are really variable from one postal code to another postal code. So what we say is that really home care services is not so much what you need, but what's available based on where you live in Canada. And that's what we want to try to change.
And to a certain extent, that was reinforced by the previous federal government, who seemed to really want the provinces to decide how to spend their budgets on healthcare services.
Healthcare is primarily a provincial jurisdictional matter. But one of the things that we did leading up to the federal election is we met with 70, over 70 parliamentarians and senators, all the leaders of the political party, and saying, heading into this election, part of your platform needs to be enhanced home care services, national standards for Canadians across the country related to the services that they should require and be available to them. Support for caregivers, because we know that over 8 million Canadians are providing caregiver support to family members, and we need an increased investment in terms of community support. So those were our three asks of the federal, all federal parties heading into the election that just occurred in October.
And how responsive were they before the election?
They were all very responsive, and you know, to a person that we met, everyone had a story. Everyone that we met had a story about an elderly parent, an aging aunt that they had had to support and provide care to. And in addition to the sort of patchwork of services across the country, it's really difficult for families to navigate in terms of getting the services that they need for themselves as seniors or for their elderly loved ones.
Now, the provincial governments in many parts of Canada are scrambling to replace some of the services provided by the VON. What capacity, though, do the provinces have to pay for the human resources and the programs needed?
Well, I think that it's probably quite variable by province. As we see from the information provided by the VON, there are a number of services that are different in each province. About 350 staff have been affected. And I think the VON is doing whatever they can to work with their partners across the country to help transition their clients to new service providers. And you had mentioned a couple in your opening. And I know that in New Brunswick, for example, they've provided some information recently that some of the services will be provided by their extramural hospital network. Some of the services, like immunizations and flu clinics, will be provided now more fully by doctor's offices and nurse practitioners and pharmacists. So I think that each province is different, and the VON is doing whatever they can to work with their partners to transition their patients and clients safely and in a timely way.
You're listening to Encore, sponsored by BoomersWork.com. I'm Costas Halavrezos. If you're retired or looking for part-time employment, or if you're an employer looking for experienced men and women, BoomersWork.com can connect you. Just go to the homepage of BoomersWork.com. My guest on this week's edition of Encore is Anne Sutherland-Bowl, CEO of the Canadian Nurses Association. Now, what effects could this kind of disruption, the retreat of the VON from this sector in so many provinces, what could the effects be on the delivery and the quality of home care in Canada?
Well, I think that, first of all, the VON is working very hard to do the transition that they need to do for their patients and clients. But maybe it might be positive in the long run, in the sense that it will heighten the awareness that we as Canadians and all levels of government need to work together to create a comprehensive home care program and approach for all Canadians. I was very pleased to note, and we at CNA were very pleased to note, that messages related to the needs for home care were mentioned either overtly or as part of a healthcare platform in most of the parties. And with the federal government that has just come into play, the Liberal government has made a commitment to increase home care services across the country. So that's great news. And that, coupled with the providers who support an increase in home care services and the willingness of the federal government to work with the provinces and territories to come together on a health care accord, I think that that's all very positive. And this may help move that agenda along even quicker.
So I'm just wondering, hypothetically, if you had this move towards some national standards for home delivery of home care services, can you give us a few examples of what you think both the feds and the provinces could agree on?
Well, I think they could agree on what level of service, how it should be managed, how it should be funded, what is the governance structure, who the provider should be. And there's a number of standards that conversations that the provinces and the federal government can come together on to share their particular perspectives and hopefully come together with a plan.
Could you flesh out one of those just as a for instance? Say,
well,
the level of care.
Well, it could be in terms of, we know that the number one issue that many of our seniors has is mobility. And so how is it that we could support families and seniors in the home related to falls and the prevention of falls, and what are the standards, what are the supports that seniors need to maintain mobility, what are the features that should be put into a home to make them more accessible, what are the visitation rights that seniors should have, and exercise equipment, exercise opportunities, abilities to work together with other partners in the community to assist with mobility. All of those things could really help in terms of standardizing the suite of services available to seniors to be able to keep them in their homes safe and with dignity.
Now, it sounds as if this will clearly or would clearly move into ministries beyond the ministries of health to things like generating national building code standards.
It could well be. And one of the other things that the Canadian Nurses Association has been advocating for is to do exactly what you were referring to, is improve community and home-based health promotion. By encouraging preventive activities and programs that can help seniors maintain or improve their health in their communities. And that could be better walkways, that could be transportation to assist seniors getting from their home to places where they can visit with other seniors or to get their care provided, etc.
Now, as you've mentioned, it's estimated the number of seniors in Canada will double by 2036. With Canadians requiring services closer to their homes and in their homes, what will it take over the next 20 years to avert a crisis?
Well, I think, first of all, it requires all the partners coming together. So certainly all levels of government, the federal government, the provincial governments, community municipal governments, and the providers to come together to create a plan. We don't have a plan in Canada related to home care. We don't have national standards. We don't have secured funding. And so it's really a patchwork. So really the first step is the people need to come together to create a plan, create a vision. And then the next thing is it will require some upfront investment. When our healthcare system was created most recently, services were largely described and provided for in the acute care setting. And now the needs of Canadians are different. We're living longer. Most of us have, when we become a senior, at least one chronic disease, sometimes two. And hospital settings are not the best place to provide that care.
Well, Ms. Bowell, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity. It's a very important topic.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
I've been speaking with Anne Sutherland Bowell, CEO of the Canadian Nurses Association in Ottawa, about the recent announcement by the VON that it's ending its operations in six provinces. If you'd like to comment, send us an email, encore@boomerswork.com. You've been listening to Encore, sponsored by boomerswork.com. If you're retired and looking for part-time employment, or if you're an employer looking for experienced men and women, boomerswork.com can connect you. Just go to the homepage of boomerswork.com. Each week at this time, boomerswork.com brings you Encore. We'll introduce you to men and women exploring new and exciting developments of special interest to the ever-growing group of Canadians aged 50 and over. I'm Costas Halavrezos. Have a great day.